word to word meaning. Maitreya uvacha. Maitreya said. Iti. Thus. Pradarshaya. After instructing. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satim. Venerable. Tam. That. Atmanaha. Of self-realization. Gatim. Path. Swamatra. From his mother. Brahma Vadinya. Self-realized. Kapilaha. Lord Kapila. Anumataha. Took permission. Yayo. Left. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sri Maitreya said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Kapila, after instructing his beloved mother, took permission from her and left his home, his mission having been fulfilled. Purport. The mission of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Kapila was to distribute the transcendental knowledge of Sankhya philosophy, which is full of devotional service. Having imparted that knowledge to his mother and through his mother to the world, Kapila Deva had no more need to stay at home. So he took permission from his mother and left. Apparently he left home for spiritual realization, although he had nothing to realize spiritually because he himself is a person to be spiritually realized. Therefore, this is an example set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead while acting like an ordinary human being, so that others might learn from him. He could, of course, have stayed with his mother, but he indicated that there was no need to stay with the family. It is best to remain alone as a brahmachari, sannyasi or vanaprastha and cultivate Krishna consciousness throughout one's whole life. Those who are unable to remain alone are given license to live in household life with wife and children, not for sense gratification, but for cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Prahlad Maharaj started to pray to Lord Narasimhadev in his prayer. So he starts with this wonderful prayer and the mood that he tries to show to others also. Brahmadaya Suragana Munayota Siddha Satvaikatana Gatayo Vachasam Pravahai Naraditum Purugunai Adunapi Pipruhu Kim Tosht Marhati Same Harir Ugrajate. So he considered himself born in a demoniac family in a low birth. And he is expressing his humility and disqualification. In the same way, personally, I am not qualified to speak. So I expressed that, and still I was asked to continue to glorify the Lord, because to glorify the Lord is the right medicine for those in this material existence. That is also clearly described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Later, Prahlad Maharaj actually comes to the point where he feels qualified, not on his own, but he says that because I am a disciple of Narada Muni and because of his instruction, and also I know that only by glorifying you, I who is stuck in this world of ignorance, I can become purified. Tasmadaham vigata viklava ishvarasya sarvatmana mahigrinami yata manisham nicho jaya guna visargam anupravishta puyeta ena hi puman anuvarnitena. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of materialistic life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. The beauty of worshipping Lord Narasimhadev is that he will bring out your anatta sometimes even in front of others, and you will be embarrassed, and thus he keeps your pride under check. But he also allows you to serve the same devotees. So, looking at the activities of Lord Kapila in this particular chapter, and especially today's verse, which comes after glorification of Mother Devahuti. Now, the Lord's activities are always transcendental, and He is always trying to teach many things to us. Let us look at today's purport. The purpose of Lord's descent is always to kill the demoniac people and also to re-establish Dharma, and that's the main reason He comes. So Mother Devahuti's prayer, one of them, wonderfully describes how Lord Kapila is simultaneously engaging in destruction and also in cultivating or encouraging his devotees. She says this prayer in the fifth verse of this chapter. My dear Lord, you have assumed this body in order to diminish the sinful activities of the fallen. So that is the activity of Lord Kapila. He has come to diminish or to reduce or to take away the demoniac qualities. Yesterday Keshav Prabhu was describing as to how in this yuga both divine and demoniac nature live in the same person. So Lord Kapila here, he is diminishing the sinful activities of the fallen. He doesn't stop there. He is also enriching their knowledge in devotion. He is giving this wonderful knowledge by which you can cut the strong knot of attachment to this material world and perform devotional service and finally get liberated. So in that way we can say Lord Kapila is also killing, but he is not killing the people but their mentality, and also encouraging them to perform devotion and awarding them liberations. So Mother Devahuti continues, see, since these sinful people are dependent on your direction, by your will you will assume incarnation such as a boar, as and as other forms. Similarly, you have appeared in order to distribute transcendental knowledge to your dependents. So she clearly brings out the purpose of Lord's descent. Now, the prayers that Mother Devahuti offers, we can see the consciousness change that she has undergone. In the beginning, when she is requesting Lord Kapila to speak, She puts herself in a very low position and she says, I am engrossed in ignorance, I have been royally cheated by your illusory energy and I am in an abyss of ignorance. So please help me come out of this. So what is the best path for me? Please explain bhakti. And then she also asks about other paths. And as a result, she brings out the teachings for her. And that's the point Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport. The teachings are directed towards Devahuti and it is also directed towards other living entities, for people in general. So the effect of Lord Kapila's teaching is that Mother Devahuti's heart has changed. And that is why she is able to offer eloquent prayers, and in that prayers she is able to give the summary of the entire devotional service as to how glorifying the Lord is the ultimate way of getting out of this material existence. And the verses that she is offering to the Lord is often quoted by acharyas to bring out the significance or the glories of the holy name. We look at those verses. Yannamadeya shravananu kirtanat yat pravanat yat smaranat apikvachit svadopi sadhya savanaya kalpate kutah punaste bhagavanu darshanat. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face. Even a person born in a demoniac family, in a family of dog eaters, immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him. So, this is the consciousness change that Mother Devahuti undergoes from the point where she was completely in ignorance and now she has understood the essence of the teachings of Lord Kapila, which is to continuously glorify, remember and discuss the pastimes. A similar transformation happened also in the heart of Arjuna when the first chapters where he puts down his bows and say that I won't fight. But towards the 18th chapter, he said, now I am ready. Whatever you do, whatever you say, I am ready to do that. Karishye. So he says that, I have, my ignorance is now dispelled. Nashto moha smridir labdva, tvat prasadat maya achyuta. Sitosmi kata sandeha, karishye vachanam tava. So now, I will do what you want me to do. So in Arjuna's case, Krishna was with him and throughout the battle Krishna was guiding Arjuna. But in this instance, Mother Devahuti is left alone. Lord Kapila is giving the instructions and in this verse he is asking for permission and is leaving home. He doesn't stay with Devahuti for the entire period of her life and be with her, and he doesn't do it. So, looks like Mother Devahuti has to fight the battle against Maya on her own. But in one sense, she doesn't have to fight because she has already partially won the battle, because the Lord has created a transformation in her heart and also he has given the knowledge. And as you'll see in the subsequent verses, how she is going to take up the process and actually get elevated. That's the reason why Mother Devahuti asked, so bestow me fearlessness, bestow me this knowledge by which I can come out of this material existence. Having accomplished the mission of giving this wonderful knowledge to Mother Devahuti, what does Lord Kapila do? He asks her permission and he is preparing to leave home. Why does he do that? Why doesn't he stay with his mother and make sure that she goes home back to Godhead, and then he could have gone his way? He does it so that he is also setting an example. That's what is stated by Srila Prabhupada in this verse. यद्यद् आचरति श्रेष्ठस् तत्तत् एव तरोजन सयत् प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तत् अनुवर्तते. व्हाटएवर ग्रेट मैन परफॉर्म्स कॉमन मैन फॉलो. व्हाटएवर स्टैंडर्ड्स ही सेट्स बाय हिज एग्जेम्प्लरी एक्ट्स ऑल द वर्ल्ड परस्यूज. दिस इज फ्रॉम चैप्टर 3 वर्स 21. इन दैट पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 20 लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड अर्जुना they will also set an example. Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport as to how Krishna and Arjuna are also setting an example, and they are also teaching us. What are they teaching us? They are teaching us that violence is also necessary when good arguments fail. Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport as to what Krishna and Arjuna are teaching by fighting. Here, Lord Kapila is also teaching. What is he trying to teach us? One does not have to stay with his family throughout his life. One has to renounce. And the purpose of renunciation is also there. Prabhupada puts it in this purport as to how one must cultivate Krishna consciousness throughout his life. We'll focus on cultivation aspect also today. In the episode of Kardama Muni, Devahuti and Lord Kapila, who are the heroes? If you look at the life of Kardama Muni, initially he was leading the life of a brahmachari. He was born from the shadow of Lord Brahma, such a glorious birth. His duty was also to expand the population, so he did not stay as a brahmachari throughout. He had the desire to get married, and for that he prayed to the Lord, and by the Lord's mercy he gets Mother Devahuti as his wife. So while he was performing his household activities, he was very dutiful. And the most important quality that he exhibited was he was continuously devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He actually saw the Lord face to face, and he also offered eloquent prayers. And that attraction to the Lord kept him going, and he entered into the Grihastha Ashram with the purpose of fulfilling the father's, as a matter of duty, to create progeny. He exhibited honesty in front of the Lord, saying that I, for my selfish reasons, prayed to you, but you, my dear Lord, you have appeared in front of me to fulfill this foolish request of mine to have a nice wife. So he was pretty honest to the Lord. And if you look at his entry into Grihastha Ashram, he always had that far-sighted vision of, I should, at some point of time, exit. So he also had a clear exit plan as to when he will give up family life. And that's what when Devahuti, when during conversation, he says, I will leave after children are born. So when he performed penances, here is when we see the divine qualities of Mother Devahuti, who is also another hero here in this episode, where she is able to give up the comfort of the palace and is now living with Kardama Muni in the forest, undergoing all the austerities. And the excellent qualities are brought out in the way that she was serving Kardama. This famous verse, which acts as a guideline for every disciple in or person in any ashram to develop good relationship with his spiritual master. She served her husband with intimacy, great respect, with control of senses, with love and with sweet words. Vishrambena atma sauchena gauravena damena cha shushushaya shahurdena vacha madhuraya chabo. So here the good qualities of Mother Devahuti are also highlighted as to how she is serving despite being the brought up in the comfort. Now she is willing to take up the role of a menial servant and doing everything for pleasing Kardama. In that way, she got the goodwill of Kardama. So as a result, then she asked, like, okay, now the next step of creating progeny. So they go ahead and create progeny. So there, the role of Kardama, how as a householder, even though his renunciation is within his heart, he is still performing the activities as a householder, and he is providing whatever is necessary for his wife and taking care of her and restoring her beauty how she was before. And they go ahead and create progeny, and after that, when he decides to leave as well, this is when Mother Devahuti realizes that, okay, she makes this statement, I have been royally cheated by the illusory energy of the Lord. I have lived with such a great personality like you, but I never actually took association of you. This is a point where we might be living with people who are very exalted, but we may not actually take their association. But only when they are about to leave, we might think, okay, oh sorry, I missed out. So she then pleads, and Kardama stays and then says, okay, he also remembers that the Lord said he will appear as my son. So later we see the entrance of another hero in the episode, where Lord Kapila, the Lord himself, appearing as their son. And as after the Lord appears, and prior to that, focusing on the activities of Kardama, he made sure that his daughters were married. He didn't leave the family life abruptly. He made sure that he done his duty, got his children, daughters married. Again, because his son is there, even though the son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead sitting at your own home, he also decides to leave home. Again, the same point as to set the example. So there, the aspect of asking permission and glorifying the Lord, he also glorifies Lord Kapila, asks permission, and then he leaves. Here also we see how Lord Kapila, even though he is the Lord, he again asks permission from his mother to leave. Now here we see in this episode three great personalities, and each one having different qualities. Now looking at that from point of view, which hero should I follow? Should I just remain as a brahmachari throughout, or should I enter into grihastha ashram, because that's what Kardama Muni and Devahuti did, they are glorious. But again I see that the fear of entanglement is there, then he is also eventually giving up his family life and entering Vanaprastha and Sanya. Should I give up my family and enter into Vanaprastha straight away, or should I go and take up the renounced order directly, or what should I do? Even within the today's purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes, one need not stay at home. And he's encouraging, one has to stay alone in the brahmachari ashram or vanaprastha or sannyas. He is encouraging that. In few other purports, he will sometimes condemn the attitude of the renounced order in the brahmachari life. If a person is artificially renouncing, but internally if he is meditating on the sense object, such a person is called the pretender. So there is condemnation of artificial renunciation as well. And in Bhagavad Gita purports, Prabhupada writes that it's better to be a honest sweeper than a charlatan pretender. What is that word? Meditator, sorry. So then again, more confusion. Should I be honest, Grihastha, or should I then, again in Bhagavad Gita, purpose Prabhupada will explain, if you are able to have a household life, have performed Sankirtan daily at home, and make your home a temple, you don't have to take sannyas. And few words later, he will immediately add the disclaimer, if the family life is not conducive to devotional life, one must give it up. So here we see the instructions are there, and then also in our congregation we also see role models in every aspect. We see brahmacharis, we see grihasthas who are glorious in that they follow the sadhana standards, they come to morning program, they're cultivating others, their children are growing up in a Krishna conscious environment. We also see vanaprasthas who travel and preach. And in society we also have sannyasis who are in the renounce order, who are traveling, preaching, cultivating and bringing people to Krishna consciousness. So what is the criteria that I must use to choose where should I be? In this purport, Srila Prabhupada brings about the point of one has to cultivate Krishna consciousness throughout one's whole life. That can be used as the first guideline. When I read this word cultivate, I just thought, sorry. I was thinking about the Nectar of Devotion verse where the word cultivation is used. We'll probably spend some time on understanding the word cultivation from the definition of pure devotional service. As we all know this verse, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam Bhaktir Uttama. So we'll focus on that Anusilanam. So that Anusilana means cultivation. So how do we cultivate? The word cultivate is generally used when referring to agriculture. So you have a land, you plow, and then you make sure, sow the seed, you take out the weeds, and you make sure that crop is grown. And we see that bhakti also, the same analogy, you receive the seed of bhakti from your guru, then you take care, you remove the weeds, you pour the water by the watering process is hearing. The silanam has to be done in accordance with the previous acharya. So then the anu silanam. So then that silanam will link you to Krishna. So the cultivation here means following the predecessor acharyas. Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes, as soon as we say cultivation, we refer to activity. Without activity, consciousness alone cannot help. And he goes on to explain how there are activities which are to be done and there are activities which are to be avoided. And these activities are to be done with body, mind and words. And some activities are to be avoided at body, mind and words. So when we are cultivating Krishna consciousness, we need to be mindful of both. What is to be done, what is not to be done. And to get the clarity of where should I situate myself in the social order so that I can do this activity of cultivating and so that I can cultivate throughout my life, not just for a particular period. So that clarity comes only when you take up a spiritual master who is personally present in this world. As Labangalata Mataji was pointing out, Prabhupada's teachings also, one may take some sections which are good for him and he may not practice some of the teachings which are not very pleasing to him. But if you take a spiritual master who is present, then that particular spiritual master will be able to see you and see your psychophysical nature and accordingly help you to choose a position in the social order where you can cultivate Krishna consciousness throughout your life. So, that way your activities are getting connected to Krishna and the Guru Parampara. So, by connecting yourself to such a spiritual master, then he might decide whichever ashram that he might suggest that, okay, you be in this particular ashram. Say, for example, you be in the Brahmacharya ashram, try for some time. If it is practical enough for you, carry on with it. If not, change. And if, say, for example, if a person decides to change, even then, some instances, the spiritual master might advise him to change the color of his dress, but still stay in the temple and do services so that you can still get purified. Because before entering the Grihastha ashram, enough purification is required, and that's what Kardama Muni is bringing out by his example. So the spiritual master who is living will direct you to stay longer in the temple services even though you want to enter the Grihastha ashram. Why? Because you get enough purification before you enter the ashram. If you are second initiated, you might be asked to engage more in deity worship before getting married. If you are not second initiated, at least try to help the other devotees who are doing deity worship by washing the paraphernalia and things like that, so that you get sufficient purification before you take up the responsibility of a householder. In some instances, the spiritual master will encourage you to remain as a brahmachari, whereby he will engage you in according to your... he will ask you to work under the temple authority, so you start working under them and consider them as your immediate authority and you follow their instructions. And the key point is what Mother Devahuti had towards Kardama. Having a friendly relationship with the spiritual master, in that case Diksha and Shiksha Gurus. So how to serve them intimately with sweet words and the attitude of intimacy and respect. So if one is able to do that, actually he gets satisfied. So that's what we all are looking for, some kind of rasa or taste. So if a person is able to get that particular taste in the ashram that he is in, then he can cultivate Krishna consciousness and stay in that ashram and progress in his spiritual life, rather than jumping abruptly or making changes whimsically, thinking that, okay, this is too much for me, let me change. Okay, so you may not know what is in store for you in the other ashram, and vanaprastha and sannyas are much more tough, in the sense there are more rules to follow. And a married householder, after reading a lot of Srila Prabhupada's books, gets too much of renunciation and thinks, oh, no, okay, ultimately everybody is renouncing, let me renounce now only. So again, those major decisions have to be guided by the spiritual master. At the same time, it is a duty of the disciple also to have a plan for himself, in the sense the engagements that he is going to do in every ashram that he is in. If it's a Brahmacharya ashram, then there is always the search for services that are going to nourish you, and it is our duty to engage ourselves in those services where the spiritual master cannot come and micromanage things. So in that case, the responsibility is also with the brahmachari. So in the Brahmacharya ashram, one of the key aspects is to have a respectful attitude towards your parents. And that's what here is being taught by Lord Kapila himself. When a person decides to take a brahmacharya ashram, in the modern context, not all the families will give you a red carpet and then say, okay, my dear son, pack your bags and leave, and they'll put a garland and say you goodbye. No. The Kurukshetra will actually begin at that time. So, we have to show the attitude of respect and at the same time have that plan for advancing in spiritual life. One doesn't have to give in to the immediate sentimental tantrums that are being thrown at us. At the same time, dealing with parents sensitively. We'll have to sympathize with them, and they are afraid that we may go astray, or we may end up in a wrong direction. That is their main concern. So if we show them, if we are able to bring them to the temple and show the lifestyle that the brahmacharis are living, and the kind of association, the kind of place that we are living, if we request them to come, and in India there are guest houses, we can request them to stay in those guest houses and see the temple schedule. What are they doing day in and day out? This is what my son is going to do. And if they get the assurance that my son is in safe hands, then their heart will change. But that requires a lot of humility from our side. When we are deciding to take up the brahmacharya ashram, we need to be humble at the same time. We need to be firm in our stand. This is the lifestyle that I want to try. And after that, I may get married. So we keep that hope. I may get married also. So in that way, you are generating nice feelings from them rather than creating, or you cannot survive if your parents are cursing you and it is creating a negative impression on the whole society because ISKCON has taken my son away. So we shouldn't be creating that. So that requires, actually Gita, Arjuna, Krishna explains as one of the austerities of the body is to pay respects to seniors, parents, guru. So, rather than approaching from a point of, oh, I am superior to you, I am more renounced than you, that's why I am leaving, you are all going to be in this ashram and rotting. If we approach and try to advise them and show that attitude, it's going to come back to us with the negative feelings from them, and with that negative feelings we may not be able to survive in the ashram long enough. On the other hand, if we approach them with the attitude of serving them and reassuring them that I am in safe hands and I am taking up this path, I am trying this, and especially we can tell, like, if I am in a foreign country, I could have chosen any other path. Look, because of your upbringing only, I am being pious even in a foreign country. And it is because of your cultivation when I was young, I am able to take this decision in my life. And it is your, I respect you still. And at the same time, I would like to try this lifestyle. And with your permission, I would like to do this. So if you are able to convey the message in this way, then hopefully things will change. And also intense prayers to the Lord, because the Lord is sitting in everyone's heart and He will gradually change them. And by exposing them gradually to the temple environment and encouraging them to chant if there is not much of a resistance, and giving them prasadam, and most importantly, if we encourage them to serve the devotees, that will help them change their heart. I can quote my personal example as to how my parents had this whole negative impression against ISKCON. And partially it is because of my immature behavior as well. The later part that I spoke came from another devotee, but my initial approach was that I told of, like, yeah, I'm I'm more renounced than you, so, and I tried to preach to them and it generated a lot of negative feeling. Then I said, I'm leaving home, no matter, I don't care. That kind of was like a tense moment. And then later, as the dust settled down, tried speaking to them. And one instance, when I visited them at my hometown, at the same time, devotees from Pune, they also visited Kanchipuram, the place where I stay. So at that time, we couldn't prepare a big lunch for the devotees, so my mother said it was summer's time, so my mother prepared buttermilk. My father personally took it, and we both went to the place where the Pune Brahmacharis were living. So my father was able to see, okay, all the Brahmacharis, what were they doing. We had a short class, kirtan. He sat in the class. I never expected him to stay. So after that, he himself personally served the buttermilk to all the Brahmacharis, and he was quite happy in seeing them. He regretted that my mother couldn't come, because mother's feeling was much more stronger, were more against. So then he came back and told, and simultaneously what was happening is they were also attending few other devotional sampradaya, which is also bona fide. So they are slowly getting attracted. So I personally took them to one of the discourses where the preacher from the Sri Sampradaya was taking Kunti Devi's prayers, and it so happened that prayer which was discussed was the prayer Mother Kunti was asking to cut her family relationship from both the sides. Didam Pandishu Vrishnishu. She will sing that song as to, now my Lord, please sever my family relationships. I want to focus only on you and take exclusive shelter. And that preacher was in their age group. So when he started to speak, like how one has to detach oneself from family, one cannot remain in family life throughout, one has to look up towards the Lord and seek shelter. And for that matter, if detachment from family is helpful, one has to do it. And whatever I wanted to say to them was conveyed to somebody who was at a similar age group. Another point we can do is like probably encourage them to speak to devotees who are much senior to us and our similar age group, so then they will be in a mood to listen. And slowly their heart changed, and they eventually took up that sampradaya, and now they are in that. So the whole point that I'm trying to say is one has to have that respectful attitude towards parents and have the prayerful mood, so that the Lord will eventually change their heart. And this obviously I was able to do because I was guided by the Guru Parampara, the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, and by that mercy only even parents got connected. So I'll stop there and see if there are any questions.
Thank you for a very nice presentation and follow up presentation. Can I ask you if you can summarize in few lines what is Sankhya philosophy?
What is Sankhya philosophy? This is Sankhya philosophy talks about pure devotional service. I'm just trying to recollect the verse. Because there's one. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hirutavita. Because this same Anya Abhilashita Shunyam verse. One of the characters, when Lord Kapila is describing pure devotional service, he will also say that particular section. I'm trying to recollect. Madguna Suti Matrena Mahi Sarva Guhashaya Mano Gatir Avichinna Yata Gangam Basham Budav. So Madguna Shruti Matrena. So Lord Kapila is telling Madguna, so discuss my qualities, Madguna Shruti Matrena, Mahi Sarva Gugash Guhashaya, take complete shelter of me. Mano Gatir Avichina. So your mind should spontaneously flow towards me. Then he'll give the example, just as Ganges flows spontaneously towards the ocean. Mano Gatir Avichina Yata Gangam Basham Budav. Yeah, so this he will say, Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nirgunasya Hi Udahrita Ahaituki Avyavahita Ya Bhakti Hi Purushottame. So it should be unmotivated, Ahaituki Avyavahita. So that bhakti is pure devotion service. Ya Bhakti Purusha Uttame. So that is Uttama Bhakti. So we can see that the essence of teachings of Lord Kapila is pure devotional service, although that the path that he takes is to explain the material creation and make you see that the source of matter and spirit is both the Lord, and we have to do pure devotional service to attain the that Lord. So bhakti will be repeated again and again, and to avoid other paths, he will also explain how entangling it is if you take up other paths, and how it is very, very natural for a living being to practice bhakti, and how purification is guaranteed in bhakti process, whereas it is not as easy to purify yourself. Because even to perform jnana, you need to have purity in the heart. But to practice bhakti, initially you don't have to be pure in heart, because bhakti purifies you, gives you the knowledge, and gives you detachment as well. So in essence, the summary of teachings of Lord Kapila is pure devotional service. If anyone wants to add to that.
It's called Sankhya, because 24 elements.
Yes. So that is also, how do we use all those 24 elements in the Lord's service? How are they connected to the Lord? And not to see that independently. To avoid that separatist vision or binnadrik, where you see them separately. So also brings out that there is a supreme controller. Instead of renouncing things in the world and saying that there is no controller because God is formless, but if we understand that as Bhagavan, Lord is personally there and he is the owner of all the material things, so then we can use. So your vision actually turns from abrupt renunciation to the form of proper utilization of the things in this world. So your understanding of how mind works, how intelligence works, and how the material elements work, that is for you to perform bhakti. How do we, because we are in this world, we need to know how to use things in this world in devotional service. So that's the essence. Anyone wants to add to that point? No? Okay, any other questions? For what have we discussed today? No? From what we discussed today or something else? Something else we'll take later. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai.